Hello everybody, this is Irvin Rue of IrvinRue.com. I want to show you some exercises here. We're actually going to go through and do some yoga to help stretch our muscles out or a nice cool down from whatever activity you just got done doing. So let's go ahead and start on our back, resting on a stretching mat or a yoga mat. And we're going to bend our knees and place our feet right onto the ground. Now, as we're doing so, you want to make sure that you keep your arms next to your hips, knees are bent, your low back presses into the ground. Now let's focus on the breathing as we inhale through our nose, feel the belly rise, expanding the ribs. As we exhale, we blow out of our nose or through the mouth, that's up to you, draw your navel to your spine. Continuing your breath in and out. Let's go ahead and begin stretching out our legs. First, let's bring our right leg into our chest. Give it a good hug as you bring that knee into your shoulders. Be sure you're resting comfortably and you're in a nice, relaxed environment. I happen to be at a fitness gym here at Bellagio Fitness or Bellagio Villas at Club Bellagio. So I hope that you can be able to follow along and stretch with me at your home or wherever you wish to be. Now, I'm going to give these very easy verbal cues. So let's focus on our breathing and keep that leg in. Let's hold it with our right hand and let's move this leg in big circles, round and round. Continuing to breathe in and out, bring the knee in. 10 big circles, two, and three, four, circles of that leg, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, let's go ahead and change the direction with that leg, keeping your right hand on your knee, left arm next to you, so big circles, here's one, here's two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Slowing that down. Let's go ahead and place our hands behind our right knee and lift that leg up high. Keep it as straight as you can and try to lift through your heel and flex your foot. Your toes are in towards your knee. Continuing your breath as you inhale. Now exhale, bring it back just a little further. Just challenging your body. It should be a little uncomfortable, but not too uncomfortable. As you inhale, you exhale, bring it back just a little more. Now let's start moving our foot round and round for 10 circles. We got one, and two, and three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Great, let's change the direction with that foot. And a one, just your foot is moving. There's two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Great job. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and bring this right leg into our chest. And let's cross that right foot or ankle onto your left thigh. As that leg remains bent, foot is planted on the ground. We're going to push the right knee forward with our hands. So pressing right around your inner right thigh. Feel the stretch in the outside of your right hip. Continuing your breath in and out. Now if you'd like to take it to the next step, let's slide that right hand through our leg and place both hands behind our left knee and bring that left leg into our chest. Try to use your right elbow or forearm against that right leg. Pressing against it, feel that stretch deepen as you continue relaxing with your breath. Sorry if you hear wind. It is pretty windy out here. I'm out here on the balcony. It's much nicer weather out here, better than the stuffiness inside this gym. If there's others in there working out, it's a little hectic and crazy in there. It'd be too hot, too hard to hear me. Okay, now with this left leg still coming into your body, you're going to lift that left leg up high. Or you can keep it bent. That's up to you. Now, keep bringing back your left leg as you lift through your heel, flex your left foot towards your knee. Continue pressing your right arm against that right leg as you relax with your breath. So you can hold these poses anywhere from 10 seconds, 30 seconds, or up to a minute. It's up to you. Okay, now let's release our hands and place that left foot right onto the ground. Now, cross your right leg farther to the left side. Placing your right hand to the inside of your right leg, take your left arm out to the side of you. And put that left shoulder down as we inhale. Let's exhale and bring both legs over to the right side. Use your right hand to help bring that the legs down to the right side as you look at your left hand. Keeping that left shoulder down, continuing your breath in and out. Feeling your body relax, feel those muscles, and let go. And visualize a favorite place you'd like to be. Always trying to breathe into the muscles where you feel the stretch. Now, let's go ahead and bring our legs up as we inhale. Bring that left arm back. Now, let's place that left hand to the outside of your right leg. As those legs are still crossed over one another, right leg is over your left. Right arm reaching out to the side. We're looking at that hand and keep your right shoulder down as we inhale. We're going to exhale and bring the legs over to our left side as you try to keep your right shoulder down. Continuing your breath in and out. Each exhale, try to go deeper into the pose. Feel your body relax, feel those muscles let go, feel a nice stretch in the right side of your torso and your lower back. Keep reaching out through the right hand as you reach over to that right side. Now let's inhale and bring our legs back up and bring that right arm back and then place that right foot onto the ground next to your left. Back onto our back to our starting position. Okay, let's take notice in how we feel. And let's start to balance our body out now. Let's start to do that with our left leg. So let's first bring this into our chest. Give it a good hug. And we got our circles to do first. So your left hand stays on your knee. Right arm is going to be next to you. As the left hand is holding onto your knee, move the leg in big circles round and round. 3, 4, relax, try to go for 10 circles. There's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great job. Let's change the direction with that leg, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nicely done. Now let's go ahead and place our hands behind that left knee. Lift that leg up high. Keep the leg straight first. Standing out to your heel, flex your foot. With each exhale, bring that left leg back a little more. Continuing your breath as you inhale. Exhale, bring that leg back just a little more. Remember, that leg is as straight as you can keep it. Okay, now move your foot round and around for 10 circles as you keep bringing the leg back. And so here's 2 circles, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now let's change the direction with that foot. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great job. Now, as we continue bringing this leg back, we're going to go into the hip opener by bending at that left knee, left leg is into the chest, the left knee comes into the shoulder area, and let's cross that left foot to be placed over that right leg so the ankle is resting around your thigh. Now push that leg forward with your left hand. Now you're welcome to stay there as you relax with each breath. Each inhale, exhale, press a little further, trying to externally rotate your femur bone out of your hip socket. So you're just trying to turn that slightly out. If you want to use your hand to help rotate it, you can do that also. Now let's take it to the next step. If you'd like to take it here, you're welcome to, or you can stay where you're at. That's up to you. Let's slide our left hand through the leg. Place both hands behind our right knee as we bring that right leg into our chest. Use your left elbow to press against that, or forearm to press against that left leg to move it forward so it'll stretch deep in the hip. Now your right leg can lift up, air, flexing the foot, toes towards your knee. Keep your right leg nice and straight. Or you're breathing into the areas where you feel the stretch. Okay, let's go ahead and start to rotate the... Actually, we already rotated the foot, so you don't have to rotate the foot. That's optional. The wind is picking up. There is a storm coming in here to California, but clouds are clear. They're a little overcast. It doesn't look like it's going to rain on me out here at all. Nice, comfortable weather. Okay, we're going to release our hands and put that right foot on the ground. Now cross the left leg farther over to the right side. Let's take our left hand inside of our left leg and the right arm reaching out to the side as we inhale. Let's exhale, bring both legs over to the left side as you keep your right shoulder down. As you inhale, you're going to exhale, go a little further. Legs to the left. Continue to relax with each breath. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring the legs up with the left hand as we inhale. Now we take that right hand in. The outside of our left leg, left arm out to the side as we inhale, keeping that right leg bent so that right foot stays down. We exhale, bring both legs to the right side, left shoulder stays down, and we look at the left hand. Continuing to breathe, feel that nice big stretch on the lower left side of your back and alongside the left side of the torso. Continuing to breathe in and out. Always trying to go a little further with each exhale to make those, help those muscles become more flexible. Get nice stretches through those muscles. Okay, we're going to release. As we inhale, we come up, put your right hand to the inside of your left leg, bring up those legs, left arm back, and place your left foot onto the ground. Now, we're going to lift into a bridge. Keep your feet onto the ground, knees are bent, and your feet are in close towards your buttocks. Your fingertips almost touch the back of your heels if you can get your feet there. Let's lift our hips up, peel the vertebrae up off the mat. Hips are going to be up high to be in line with your knees to your shoulders. Keeping your knees in line with your hips as you breathe in and out. Now, you're welcome to be at a supported bridge where your hands are at your butt, elbows into the ground. Or you may interlace your fingers and bring one arm and shoulder under and then the other arm and shoulder under. As you press into the ground with your arms, keep your hips up high, breathing in and out. Feel how the chest is expanding while lifting your spine, continuing your breath. As we inhale, let's release our hands and walk our arms and shoulders out from under us. Exhale, lower one vertebrae at a time as you tuck your hips under. Your hips are going to be the last to touch. Great job. Now we're going to bring both knees into our chest. Okay, let's go ahead and start to move in little figure eight pattern or an infinity symbol, side to side. Move the legs and diagonally across your body. Bring your knees in, then diagonally across. Continuing your breath as you move left and to the right. If you go too far, use your arm, upper arm, to push you back up to center. Continuing your breath. Relaxing with each inhale and exhale. Great, slowing it down. Now, crossing your feet, press your legs together, bring your arms out into a T. Press them to the ground with your palms. Your hands are in line with your shoulders as you inhale. You're going to exhale, bring your legs over to the left side as you look to your right hand and keep that right shoulder blade on the ground. Pressing into the ground with the left arm, we're going to inhale, bring our legs up. Exhale, bring our legs over to the right side so our knees are underneath the right elbow. We look to our left hand and keep that left shoulder right on the ground. With the inhale, lift our legs up and go to the left side with our legs as we exhale when we look to our right. So here's the third repetition. Inhale, bring our legs up. Exhale, go over to the right side. Here's four, and we look to our left. Pressing into the ground with your right arm or right hand. And inhale, bring the legs up. Let's go one more time to the left side. Exhale over. Inhale, come up. Last time now, exhale over to the right as you look to the left. Inhale back up. Bringing your hands onto your legs again. Okay, bring your shoulders and your head up. Now we're going to roll like a ball front to back. As your shoulders and your head are up, you're rounding your spine, placing your hands behind your legs. We're going to kick our legs up and to the back behind us and bring our body up, kick down to the ground really hard, that'll bring up. Okay, so let's go ahead and exhale. We round our back, kick back, and inhale, come up. Exhale, we go back. Inhale to 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 come up. One more time. We go back as we exhale and inhale to come up. Okay, so now try and balance on your sit bones. Shoulders are back and down. Lift your feet up off the ground. If you have any lower back pain, you may not want to try this one, but if you feel comfortable and solid enough in your lower back, let's go ahead and, try this. So do this at your own risk. Lift your feet up off the ground, hands behind your knees, your shoulders are back and down. Lifting your chest. Your back strong and straight, but lean back. So you're in a modified boat pose. Or you're welcome to lift your legs up, extend them out, and reach out beyond your knees with your hands. Keep your legs together, point to your feet, breathe in and out. Good, just be inhale and exhale. Tighten up those abdominals. Good, nice inhale. Exhale, release and lower your legs down. Sitting up nice and tall on your mat. Straightening your legs out, relaxing with each breath. Okay, as we sit up nice and tall, good posture, taking the flesh out from under us, sitting nice and tall on our sit bones. Now turn your knees in toward each other and flex your feet, toes are toward your knees. We're going to go into a seated forward bend and reach arms up high. Now, keeping your back flat, hinge from your hips with a flat back as we exhale. Lower your arms and hold behind your legs where you feel comfortable. Could be behind your knees, could be behind your calves. And you're trying to lean over those legs with your back flat, pushing it back. continuing your breath in and out. Now as you hold this seated forward bend, let's roll the head left and to the right. So your ear is to your shoulder, chin to your chest, and your other ear to your shoulder. And just continue moving your head in a little half circle, side to side. Keeping the back flat, hips going back, trying to press the back of your legs into the mat. If you have really tight hamstrings, this might be a really hard stretch for you to do. If you need to keep your knees bent, feel free. But remember, with each exhale, you try to take it a little further, stretch it to where it feels a little uncomfortable. Now we slow the movement down with our head. We're going to release our hands as we inhale and roll up through our spine, stack the body. Shoulders are going to be back and down, and the spine is up nice and tall. Crown of the head up, top of your torso. Okay, so let's go into a single leg stretch. We're going to go ahead and bring the left foot into our right leg and lower that left leg toward the ground. Taking the arms to reach out long beyond our right leg as we inhale, crossing your left wrist over your right, trying to lower that left leg toward the ground, and we fold forward, hinging from the hip, and lower the arms and hold on to your right leg and lean over that leg, keeping your back as flat as you can. If this bothers your left knee, try not to lower your leg too far. What you can actually do is keep it up vertical and just lean over the right leg. Maybe just plant a foot as you hold this pose. If your leg is bent, that's okay, and you're okay with the stretch for that left leg. Feel the stretch in the inner left thigh. Relaxing with each inhale. Each exhale, we go just a little further. Okay, so now what we're going to do is put our right hand inside of our right leg with the palm facing up and hold on to your calf muscle and try to rest your right forearm on the ground so your elbow is grounded. And then you're going to turn to the left and look above you and reach your left arm up high. Try to line up, extend your fingertips and line up that left hand through your shoulder down to your right elbow. Keep leaning over the right leg as we inhale and exhale. Keeping your right leg straight, keep your right foot flexed. Try to lean over the right leg as best you can. Feel the stretch. Feel a good stretch on that left, lower left side of the back and the side of your torso. Right in the obliques. Okay, as we inhale, let's exhale, take that left arm to reach out long over the right leg. So you're trying to reach your fingers out long over your right foot. When you look up, you should be looking up at your arm or your left elbow. So you're trying to stack your shoulders, one on top of the other. Okay, so we're going to release the right hand off of our right leg, and we're going to inhale, come up nice and strong through our back. Plant the left hand behind you with the small of your back. And let's put the right hand to your left knee. And that goes to the outside of your left knee, so that, or the top of your thigh, and we're going to turn to the left and look over the shoulder. Continuing your breath in and out. Feel the big stretch in your spine. Increasing your range of motion in your torso. Your right foot flexing towards your knee. Great. Inhale, let's exhale, release, and come back to center. And let's straighten the left leg. Okay, so let's go ahead and begin the mirror image. So let's put that right foot in to our left leg. Take the arms out long, one arm over the other. So right arm crosses over your left. Fold forward as we exhale, we lean over that leg. So you're holding on to your left shin or left ankle. Notice when you take your right hand over to the left side of your leg, you feel more of a stretch in the lower right side of your back. Keep leaning over your left leg as you breathe in and out. kind of lengthen your torso over that leg. Remember, if this bothers your right knee, lift your right leg up so it's vertical and just plant your left right foot on the ground. Keep that left foot flexed. As you inhale and exhale, let's go ahead and turn our torso. Let's first place the left hand underneath the leg to hold onto that leg. Put the elbow on the ground if you can, and turn to the right and reach the arm up high. As you reach up to the sky with that right hand, you're trying to lean over your left leg, and let's take that left arm, right arm out long over the left foot. Keep bringing that right shoulder back so you feel a nice big stretch on the right side of your torso, and continue breathing. Great. Extending through your fingers. Inhale and exhale. Great. We're going to inhale, come up. Release the left hand off of your leg. Plant that right hand behind you near the small of your back. Left hand to the top of your right thigh. And we're going to turn to our right side as we look over the shoulder. Lengthen through your spine, lifting through the crown of your head. Looking far to the right side with your eyes as you inhale and exhale. Great. Now let's go ahead and inhale deeply. Exhale, release, and come back to center. Great. Now we straighten the right leg. Okay, let's transition to a table. This is where we are going to turn around and put our hands under our shoulders. Arms are straight, knees are under our hips, and our back is flat. Now let's move into a cat pose where we tuck the hips under, chin to our chest. We lift our spine up. Inhale, reverse it. Looking up, tilt the hips up, drop the abdominals into the ground. Exhale back to cat, lift your back up high, chin to the chest. Let's reverse as we inhale. Exhale back to cat. Good, one more time. Reverse cat as we inhale. Now we're going to move into downward facing dog. Let's curl our toes under, holding that reverse cat. Lift your knees and hips up and push back against your hands. Try to keep your back nice and flat and lift your hips up high. If your hamstrings are really tight, you can keep a little bend in your knees. But you're trying to drive your heels into the ground as you push back against your thumbs and your index fingers, keeping your arms nice and strong and straight. Great. Now as we inhale and exhale, let's lift our left leg up and take it to the right. So we're lifting the left leg up as high as we can, as if you're taking a male dog out for a little walk. What's he doing? He goes to a tree, gets to a fire hydrant, or the fire hydrant pose. Keep your right heel moving down. Okay, feel that stretch in your left hip. As you keep lifting your left knee and left hip up high, stay strong through your arms. We're going to inhale, lift the leg, and let's rest our right knee down. And then let's bring that left knee up behind our hand. Now, if this bothers your left knee at all, to turn it to the right, just keep that foot below your hip. But if it's okay, take that foot over to the right side of your body. And then drive that right leg back, dropping the hips so your hips are sinking into that left heel. Your torso's up with straight arms. Good. As we inhale, we're going to exhale, we lower our body down to resting pigeon. Keep reaching the top of that right foot far back there as you breathe. Feel the stretch in the outside of your left hip and the sciatic nerve and the IT band on that side. Nice inhales and exhales. This is a great stretch for runners and for athletes that are very active. Okay, so let's come out of this now by placing the hands under our shoulders. And we inhale, we straighten the arms. Curl the toes under, lift up our hips, and let's drive that left leg back. Now let's go ahead and curl those toes under again and lift our hips
Our knees and hips up high into downward dog. Okay, so now we drive those heels down. Back is flat, pushing back into the hands. We're going to lift the right leg up high and bring it to the left side. So you feel a nice stretch on the right side of your body. Breathing in and out. Great. Feel a nice big stretch in the side of your body. Stay strong through the arms. Okay, we're going to inhale, lift this right leg. Exhale. Bring your left knee down. Exhale, bring that right knee up behind your hand. Cross the foot, right foot to the left side as an option. And then slide your left leg back, or you can keep that right foot below your hip. Arms are straight, torso's up. King pigeon. Continuing your breath. Good. As we inhale, let's exhale, bring the body down. Relaxing with each breath, let your head rest onto your mat or onto your arms as they are folded, or stack your fist and let your head rest onto your hands. Continuing your breath. Keep reaching the top of the left foot far back there. Okay, let's place our hands under our shoulders, straighten those arms, lift the upper body. Let's lift up our hips and slide that right leg back so we are back to our table pose. Let's have our knees wider than the hips, big toes are touching, and let's push our hips back into our heels and arms reaching out in front for child's pose. Continuing your breath. Feel that nice stretch in your low back, nice stretch in the side of your torso. If you'd like, you could even fold your arms and let your head rest onto your forearms or your hands. Great job. Okay, let's start to walk. Come up to our table, curl the toes under, go to downward facing dog as we lift up our knees and hips, pushing back into the hands. Now as we inhale, let's walk the hands back. As we exhale, hands are walking back to your feet. Straightening your legs as you lift your hips into that standing forward bend. Pressing your thighs back. Continuing your breath. Great job. Now as we inhale, we're going to walk the hands up the legs, stack through your vertebrae. One at a time, like a string of pearls. Shoulders roll back and down, and the crown of your head is going to be up last. Keeping your knees soft. Move into windmills, left and to the right. Swing your body. Let the arms go side to side. Feel everything relax and let go. Wonderful job. Way to go. Raise the arms up nice and high. Reverse bend. Lift your chest, hips forward. As we exhale, inhale, come up, stand tall. Bring your hands down in front of your heart. And namaste. I hope this was a great yoga sequence for you to be able to follow and help you with your flexibility, relieve some back pain, and increase your flexibility and range of motion. This is Irvin Rue Jr. of IrvinRue.com. Please like and share the video and leave a comment if you would. I'd love to hear from you and see how I could be able to help you with your health and your fitness and nutrition. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon, and see you in the next podcast. Bye for now. Get fit and get healthy. And go out and enjoy the great outdoors. See you, everybody.